Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Jackson. How are you doing today? That's amazing. I'm sorry I'm late. I ran into these two wonderful salesmen in the hallway. What were their names again? Was it Penny and Jenny? No. Kenny and Lenny? No, not that. It was Vinny and Vinny. Right. They were selling a wide variety of things like, you know, holy water, cat litter, the secret plans of the Death Star, which... that was interesting. But there was one thing that actually caught my eye. It was a real-life, genuine helmet of salvation. Which is crazy because today we're talking about the helmet of salvation. So, for the low, low price of 40,000 power volts, you're listening to the brand new owner of the helmet of salvation. Wait, hold up. But wait, isn't the armor of God a spiritual kind of armor? It's not a physical one. So then what did I have? Oh no. That means I just wasted 40,000 power volts on this helmet of salvation. Oh man, I knew it was too good to be true. You know what? I'm never trusting two guys in matching jumpsuits ever again. Ugh. I guess I didn't buy the real helmet of salvation, but the Bible does talk about the helmet of salvation. It's a key component to the armor God asks us to put on each and every day, which leads us to our power truth for today. Everyone say this with me. Say, I will wear the helmet of salvation. Amazing job. Okay, helmet of salvation. Well, what could that even mean? Okay, well, let's start by breaking it down a little bit. What does a helmet do? Well, it protects your head. This is why we wear helmets when we ride a bicycle, a scooter, a hover bike, when operating heavy machinery. Oh, I always wear a helmet when I take a joyride down the hall in our little hero's baby strollers after main training. You didn't hear that. Anyway, helmets protect your head, your brain, and your mind. Without a helmet, we are more prone to serious injuries that could affect the way we think, act, and live for the rest of our lives. Let's look at the second part of this now. We've talked about the helmet, but now let's talk about salvation. Salvation is really important, but what is salvation? We talk about it a lot at Hero Kids because it's a huge part of our life. It's the start of our life with Jesus. Did you know that we can only receive salvation from Jesus? Without him, we're lost, separated from God forever. Now, does anyone know what the word salvation means? The meaning of the word is to save. Well, that begs the question. What do we need to be saved from? There's actually two things. Sin and, well, death. Jesus is the only one strong enough to save us from these two things. Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you know how to swim? I know, it's an odd question to ask, but just roll with it, okay? Let's say you do know how to swim. Okay, do you know how to swim with 20-pound weights attached to your ankles? Yeah, that's not as fun. And you might be thinking, Agent Jackson, how could I possibly swim with 20-pound weights attached to my ankles? I would definitely drown. And that's my point exactly. This is a picture of what sin does to us. It's a weight that holds us down. This weight was never meant for us. Sin can turn something fun, like swimming in the ocean, into something really scary. Swimming as hard and as fast as you can just to stay above water. And this happens because sin always leads to death. James 1:15 says, "Then when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death." Sin brings forth death. Sin can feel like 20-pound weights attached to your ankles. When you try to swim like that, you'll eventually drown. You could try and try and stay above water, but you can't. Sin always results in death. So, what do? We're weighed down by sin. We're kicking and swimming as fast as we can, but we can't get free. We can't swim to the surface, and it's impossible for us to save ourselves. Let's think about where Jesus is for a moment. He is in the scene too. He's safe, above the water, peering over the side of a boat. His heart is aching as he's watching sin pull us further down into the water. Do you know what he's doing up there? He's waiting for one thing, his cue. He's waiting for us to call on his name. He's been waiting patiently this whole time, but here's the sad part. Some people don't cry out for help. Some try to get free from the weights on their own. They struggle and they can't get free. Jesus can't save them and bring them back to the surface because they don't want to be saved by him. Sin and death would end up winning. But there are those of us who feel the weight of sin and know deep down, I can't get free of this on my own. We know we need salvation. We know we need to be saved. While sin is pulling us further and further from the surface, we call on Jesus. We say, "Help, Jesus, save me." Immediately upon hearing that, Jesus dives into the water. He doesn't throw a lifesaver. He doesn't slowly get in. He doesn't make sure the water is not too cold. No, he dives straight in, frees us from the weights, and we swim to the top of the water. And once we get to the top, we can take a deep breath. We feel the sun on our face, and we realize we're free. But we realize something else. Jesus isn't there. Jesus is actually drowning. The weights that once held us down have taken hold of him. He's not coming back to the surface because our sin couldn't just go away. Our sin had to go somewhere. It had to be put on someone. There were consequences to our actions, but the second we call on Jesus, we were free from those consequences. But he wasn't. The weights held Jesus down. They kept pulling him further and further away from the surface until we could no longer see him. We were free. We were dry. We were safe. Our sin weighed Jesus down all the way to the point of his death. This is the picture of salvation. Jesus jumped in the water to save us from death. But it's more than that. Jesus jumped in to take our place. Jesus didn't just set us free. He took on our sin. He took on all the sin of the world when he died on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." Salvation is an amazing gift. Without Jesus taking our place, taking on our sin, and giving his life for us, we would be separated from God forever. We would be drowning in the weight of sin forever with no chance of being free. But Jesus came to save us. He never sinned, which is why he was able to take on all of our sin from us. Because Jesus was perfect, he was the only contender in all of history who could say, "I'll take on the sin of the entire world, past, present, and future. And I'll die the most painful death on the cross the world has ever seen because I love them so much, and I don't want them to drown in sin. I want them to be free to live an amazing life with me and live forever in heaven. This is what salvation is. This is what Jesus has done for us. It cost his whole life, but he offers it freely to us because he loves us. Okay, we've talked about the helmet, we've talked about what salvation is, but I kind of want to go back to the helmet real quick. What does a helmet do? It protects your head. Why would our head need to be protected and guarded with salvation? Because we must vigilantly guard our hearts and watch what we let into our minds. In the same way a soldier must wear a helmet to guard from their enemy's attack, we must guard our minds from our enemy's attack. This means guarding our minds against sin. In Romans, it says, those who are dominated by their sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. That's in Romans 8, verses 5 through 7. When we let our sinful nature control our minds and thoughts, it will lead to death. But when we let the Holy Spirit control our minds, it leads to life and peace. When we put on the helmet of salvation, we're telling our thoughts to line up with the fact that Jesus is our Lord, that he loves us, and that he wants the best for us. We're declaring that every thought will line up with what Jesus, our Savior, says about us. We are no longer letting thoughts from the enemy or our sinful nature linger in our minds because we're thinking about how gracious Jesus was and how he saved us. So if you can, I want you to just bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment. Maybe you've never received the free gift of salvation. Maybe you've never decided in your heart that you want to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. It's really easy. All we have to do is ask. We have to say, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe who you say you are. And it was your choice to take on all of my sin because you love me. Now I want you to be my best friend, to be the Lord of my life, and I want you to be in charge. I will follow you. I want to grow in becoming the hero you've made me to be. It's that simple. So right now, if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, and your best friend, and you've never asked him to do that, would you repeat this prayer after me? Say this. Say, Jesus, I know that I have done wrong. I know that I've sinned, but I believe you came to save me. I believe you came to set me free. And now I choose to follow you for the rest of my days. Be my Lord. Be my best friend. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just received Jesus today, that is the best decision you will ever make. We're so proud of you. Now, I want to talk to those who already follow Jesus. Maybe you feel like you've been caught in sin, you've made mistakes, and you want Jesus to take this heavy weight off of you today. He's waiting for you to say the word and to invite him into it. Maybe you want to give control of your thoughts over to the Holy Spirit today. To bring Jesus into our mistakes, it's as simple as asking this. Jesus, would you forgive me for whatever it is? Help me make this right. Now, right now, take a moment and ask Jesus for forgiveness if you need it. Heroes, I want to challenge you with something. Every morning while you're getting ready for school this week, I want you to put on the helmet of salvation. And all that means is a simple prayer. Pray this. Jesus, I'm putting on the helmet of salvation today. Help me think of your salvation that you've given me all day long, and help my thoughts align with your thoughts. Guard my mind from sin today. In Jesus' name, amen. I promise, heroes, you will see a difference in your day when we put on all of God's armor. So let me pray for you one more time. Lord, thank you so much for these heroes. Thank you so much for your gift of salvation. That even though we have sin that weighs us down, you are waiting for us to call for help. You're waiting for us just to give it up to you. Thank you so much for your sacrifice, that you died for us, and that you came back just to be with us. Your love is so great, and I pray that as these heroes go through their week, that your salvation would surround their minds and their hearts, and that they would put on the helmet of salvation every single day. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whew. That brings us to the end of today's training. We are so proud of you, heroes. This is Agent Jackson signing off, but always remember, the world needs a hero like you. See ya!
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.